Charles Ogletree is professor of law and director of the Criminal Justice Institute at Harvard Law School. He's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Professor Ogletree, I'd like to ask you, what, if any, effect on cases elsewhere in the country do you think this very unusual action in the Woodward case will have?
This is a very important case in our developing criminal justice jurisprudence. It says two things. A jury has admitted that it made a mistake because it was limited in its options in delivering a verdict. And the judge has recognized that morality is an important part of law, and he's going to see that justice is done by correcting the decision. I think it's going to be important and have broad ramifications around the nation.
Well, what about the decision of the judge in this case to charge the jury, to tell them they could find the defendant either guilty or not guilty of murder, but not of manslaughter? Is that a practice that might be influenced by this, or must he defer to the defendant in any case and do only what she says in that case?
Everyone involved in this case recognized that the judge made a mistake. He should not have agreed with the defense to not instruct on manslaughter. He should have gone with the government's view that manslaughter was appropriate optional verdict, given the evidence. And the good thing about it, the bad news is he didn't do it before. The good news, he had the courage to turn around and acknowledge his mistake and to correct it. I think that's a sign that maybe the judge recognized the government overcharged the case. He should have dismissed the murder count earlier. But it's better to do it late than never, and I think that's what is one of the messages from this case.
This is a situation that I gather judges hearing criminal cases face pretty often, which is the defense deciding that they've done a good enough job that it's worth going double or nothing, gambling on a conviction on the highest offense and opposing any lesser included offense charge.
This is actually a rare case. Most lawyers would not have gone in that direction, and most judges would have given a manslaughter direction over the lawyer's objection. But I think the judge felt that on the basis of this evidence, the jury was as likely to acquit on all charges as they were to convict on any charges. And everyone just miscalculated the way the jury heard this evidence.
Well, you don't think there's a message to judges here, which is to say, don't ignore that manslaughter charge. If you're inclined to do it, make sure you include it no matter what the defense counsel says.
I think there is that message as a general message, but there's also the message that there are some unique cases, and this is one, mm-hmm. where sometimes you may have to make that extraordinary judgment that manslaughter is not going to be instructed and that the jury will be able to apply that and reach a verdict. I think this is just an extraordinary case where a lot of factors prevented the jury from doing what they thought they should have done and could have done.
Professor Ogletree, what do you think it really was about this case that made it, in your word, unique, or at least very, very unusual?
What made it unique, I think, it's the fact that this is a young, white, articulate, female defendant, and she immediately captured the world's attention. I think if we didn't have that face of Louise Woodward, it's very likely, and unfortunately predictable, that there could have been a conviction, a higher conviction, and no one would have been troubled. She is the poster child for the jury system gone wrong, but there are so many other people who face similar charges, who are convicted every day, who are sentenced to large periods of time, and the public is completely unaware or unconcerned. She is a unique case and has those unique qualities that made everyone pay attention.
Charles Ogletree, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Professor Charles Ogletree is the director of the Criminal Justice Institute at Harvard Law School. He spoke to us from Cambridge, Massachusetts.